Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
I find that I often don't mind wearing a face mask. It keeps my face warm. I know I don't wear it all the time when I work, and trying to speak clearly through it takes extra concentration, but the thing that I find the hardest to process is smiling. Behind the mask, people can't see mine, and I can't see theirs, though someone mentioned that we're getting pretty good at reading eyes for smiles, and I agreed. I find myself drawing in the air a smile in front of my mask to communicate that I am smiling, and wondering occasionally whether this makes me more like the Joker from Batman with his permanent smile. I do wonder more regularly whether face masks are here to stay, an acceptable fashion accessory, similar to the prevalence of masks in Asia since the outbreak of SARS nearly 20 years ago. What do you think? If that happens, will there be a bit more of an atomization of society? Will we show our faces in safer places but cover up when we're out and about? Will eating in public change? How will our social interactions, particularly the clues we all pick up from people's faces, change? I must return to these questions in a few years' time. And I wonder whether Christians will adapt any differently at all to a more masked world, considering they have been dealing with the paradox of the masked face of God their entire lives. We don't see God face to face as we see each other, but we are blessed with the words, "The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you," as we see the pastor's face. When wanting to artistically present God's face, it is the face of Jesus that comes into view. Think 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. And there we are seeing the glory of God. Yet it is still an artistic interpretation. And if we want to focus on Jesus' face, we draw to mind, I suspect, the images we saw as children, or we move into our heads as we remember our receiving Holy Communion, seeing and holding and tasting bread and wine, masks of Jesus, and yet Jesus. At that moment, Jesus is studying our face, and all of us completely. We have no masks to hide behind, no secrets from him, but maybe from ourselves to which he will want to draw our attention. And he is with us, inside and out, always gracious, forgiving, healing, blessing. Who doesn't want to see God? For many people, that would help them. Christians, however, accept the mystery that Jesus crucified is God, which means that when Jesus was most visible, God was hidden under what our eyes told us was the opposite of anything divine. The world didn't see the holy, righteous God on the cross, though at his death there were comments that perhaps Jesus was more than he seemed to be. You might want to check Mark chapter 15, verse 39. And the resurrection confirmed it. Jesus is more than the world saw and thought. Jesus is Lord. And so Christians do expect to see God in all glory, in the heavenly realm, but not for now, here, where we can see each other. God is still hidden under the opposite, still in apparent weakness, because all we have are words, water, bread and wine. But when used as Jesus directed, they reveal through faith the presence and the smile of God with us. Maybe that will mean in a more masked world that we will look for many clues around the masks and listen more carefully to the words people say. What do you think? Let us pray. Lord God, you revealed yourself in the person of your Son. Lead us, who know you through faith, to see your glory in the humility and suffering of Jesus and in the humble means of grace by which we are drawn to know, love, and live with you through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.